Stand in City West Mission. Council meeting to order.
You certify a quorum, please?
I certify we do have a quorum.
If you would, please join us for the invocation and the pledge of allegiance by Ms. Reverend Audrey Reese.
Sure. Friends, let's pray together. Holy God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for the call that you have placed on each of our lives for getting us here safely. God, we lift up our mayor's family and his heart. May your peace that passes all understanding surround all of those who loved his dad so much. And may they rest in the knowledge that he is no longer in pain, but is free from that and from all sorrow and with you. God, bless our time together. May we discern your will for our city and for our lives. And in all that we think, say, and do, may all glory and honor be given to you. In your holy name we pray, that all God's people say.
Amen.
Salute pledge.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has anyone signed up for public comments?
David Cooper.
Mr. Cooper.
Sir.
You have the floor, and we have something new for you. We have a 3-minute hourglass. How about that?
You ready?
You ready?
All right. Good evening. In November and September, I addressed City Council regarding the importance of maintaining our overstretched police force of 7 personnel. Within 2 hours after I spoke, I was informed that my police chief had resigned. And the following week, another officer had left, leaving us with 5 personnel. Losing our police chief just before the holiday season, statistically one of the highest crime rates each year, left this town in a very precarious situation. And I hope this city council voiced their concerns on behalf of the residents of Westminster. I now understand that we are currently at 7 personnel with the 8th at the academy. Security needs to be the number one issue in Westminster. Without an effective police force, we cannot have safety and positive growth in our community. Our goal needs to be the hiring, maintaining, and supporting of at least 9 police officers and a police chief for a total of 10 personnel. A possible solution. In early December, I was driving to work listening to Lake Hartwell Radio. On the local news, they announced the hiring of 2 additional full-time police officers in Livonia. This was the result of them applying for a federal grant geared specifically to smaller communities in need of police officers, exactly what Westminster needs. According to 2023 statistics, Livonia's population is 2,183 residents. They have a police force of 15 officers. Our 2023 Westminster population, 2,385. We have a police force of 7, with 1 pending at the academy. We need to get in step and hire officers for the safety of our taxpaying residents. I'm asking the acting chief of police, the mayor, and our city administrator to reach out to the police chief in Livonia, Chief Shane Edmiston, in order to get information regarding this grant and how we can begin the process of applying in order to have our police force at an effective number of personnel. As a resident of this community, I would also like to be informed once contact has been made with the Livonia Police Force. It's a federal grant. It's a federal grant. If they have applied for it, we can apply for it. What I've done is I've printed out the names of the police chief, his contact information, and I have also copied the grant that they posted on their Facebook page on November 20th. So So I'd like to hand those out.
That's fine.
That's all I have.
Thank you. If you would, just leave them on the desk with the city administrator. He'll make sure we all get them. Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else?
No, sir.
That's it? All right, at this time, we need to go ahead and elect Mayor Pro Tem for 2024. Presently, Mr. Powell serves in that position. Do we have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Powell.
Second.
Motion and a second. Call for a vote.
Aldrin?
Absolutely.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations and thank you, Mr. Powell.
Thank you.
Next, we have comments from the mayor and council.
I just have one short thing. It is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, I saw on Facebook. But I do want to say we appreciate so much how our department is being led and how the officers are working so hard. I just personally, if I see a blue light, I stop and say a prayer for your safety. And you're in our minds, and we thank you for your work.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. Anyone else?
Kevin, can you speak to, just for a second, just a question on the police vehicles as far as like repair? It's one of the new Tahoes went by the other night and sounded like it was about to fall apart as far as brakes. And talked to the officer and they said it had just been in not too long before that for a brake job. And it's, how are our vehicles doing as far as repair?
The vehicles are doing okay. Those two Tahoes that we bought last year have had some brake issues. And Chief Pope, I don't know if you know if they're still under warranty or not, but they've taken them in to service them. I'll let you speak to the rest of that. Other than to say we know that they've had some manufacturer issues with those brakes that they've had to address.
We haven't been told if they're under warranty. We have been told that that's just how the brakes are, and we've spoken to the sheriff's office as well, and that same year model has the same problem with being squeaky. But there are new brakes on both.
And one second thing, Kevin, at some point, can we look at maybe some way we can do something about that sign right there at old Walgreens? Maybe something to stop traffic from running into it? I don't know if that's going to involve signage or something at some point.
Yeah, you know, I think that would be a good topic of conversation when we have our planning retreat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, I'll address Mr. Cooper's concern. We have had as high as 11 police officers in the past. The issue is our budget, and I have no idea what Livonia's budget is. But we are in a position now that the budget, we're in a comfortable place with it. Kevin, what was one police officer, car, vehicle, outfit, and all, what was it running, around $100,000 a year? So it's not just a salary, it's everything that goes along with it. So there's a lot to that. And I understand your concern, and we are looking, always looking to try to find a way to do that, but if the grant is a yearly grant, that would be something we could look at if it's a one-time deal. I don't know, but we will look into it. We're not trying to intentionally cut the police. It's just a budget issue with us. So, but we are looking at it. It's not anything we're trying to ignore. We understand your concern, and we'll continue to work toward that. And I want to welcome, what's your name again? Would you introduce yourself to council?
Yes, Randy Holbrooks.
Randy Holbrooks.
With Southern Home Center.
On Highway 24. So, welcome to town.
Thank
you. Hope your business does well. And since this is a new year, I just want to thank council for all the prayers and support over the last couple of weeks. I do appreciate it. Our family appreciates it. It means a lot. And enjoyed working with all of you last year, and I'm looking forward to another year. We've got a good year coming up. We've worked the last 8 years on the hard stuff, and I think this year we're going to start making some progress that's going to really make Westminster shine a little bit. And appreciate you, Kevin, Andrew, and Rebecca, and all y'all done with us.
And in the, since we've been together, we have had two new businesses open. Three new businesses open.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the coffee shop opened today, and then the smoke and bake shop, and then the exotic reptiles shop.
That's snake store. We have a snake store.
Way too close to my house. If one of those big snakes gets out, I'm calling you,
T-Bone. Our police got good tires. We can flatten them if we need to. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to routine business. Approval of December 12 regular meeting minutes. Everyone has those in their packet. Assuming everyone's had a chance to look over them.
Yeah, I just have a couple of typo things. Rebecca? Sorry.
She's had the flu. Be careful.
On number four, the second is an English helper. Just FYI.
Page four?
No, page three. Sorry. And then on page seven, just for under number new business one at the end of first reading. I got you.
You don't like frizz training? At least you know I read them.
This is true.
I'm waiting.
Would you like to make a motion as amended?
I'm making a motion to approve as amended.
Second.
Motion second. Any more discussion or questions? Call for a vote, please.
David? Yes. Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes,
ma'am. Aldrin?
Absolutely.
Next up, comments from Utility Director. Mr. Harbin, you have the floor.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, good evening. Fairly short tonight. We have the USDA report. Those water projects are moving along as scheduled. Lost a little time with the weather, of course, the last week or so with the rain. Dawn Drive is complete. Everything's done over there. All those residents are on. Dixon Road, water line's complete. And we have just over half of the residents hooked on to the new line. All have been notified and are in various stages of getting hooked up, so that's moving along. Welcome Church, they are traveling. They're right around the 2 mile mark, going down Welcome Church Road for Berry Farm. And the Dr. John's portion, they are on Philip Lear. They originally were gonna go up Dale's Drive to connect to Dr. John's to afford fire protection there, but due to some issues with narrow shoulders and a full right-of-way, we actually have just taken a 6-inch line about 170 feet up Dale's for fire protection, and we're going to continue the line up Philip Lear to Dr. John's to make that connection. They're on schedule, moving well. That's it. The USDA, as far as today's weather, as of right now, from the utility side, we have zero incidents. Public Works, sanitation, it looks like we're in good shape there. We haven't been able to, you know, check on them. We had some flooding on some roads. We'll have to check those out tomorrow during the sun. But right now, it looks like we've weathered through this one. So, any questions?
Have we had any change orders on the waterline projects? Either one of them?
Just that one. Mm-hmm. Instead of going down Dale's Drive, going out that way, there was, I guess technically a change order on Dixon Road, where the count, when the engineers drew it out, the amount of meters that were going to need to be connected was short by two, so two had to be added into that at the end, but it should all wash out with some savings we've had in other places.
Well, good.
So hopefully we will not lose any linear feet at the end of the job.
Very good. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Harbin? And congratulations on no outages. We've had some rough weather. Next, comment from City Administrator.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, good to see you today. At your last meeting, you tabled a motion for an ordinance, and I think we just kind of commonly refer to it as the city clerk and police chief, who is going to appoint those two positions going forward. Andrew and I have talked about that ordinance, and we've asked Lawrence Flynn, who also gives us legal advice, to give us some information. So we'll bring that back to you at your February meeting, if that is okay.
Yes, sir.
You tabled it. I think you tabled it with the intent of addressing it at this council meeting. However, with all the things that we had going on, I thought it might be better to wait until February. The annual audit is another one. It was supposed to be ready in December. It was supposed to be ready for tonight. It will be ready for February. So I spoke with the auditor today, and she will be at your February 13th city council meeting to present the audit to you. It's done right now. We just did the logistics of having everything ready for you for the agenda packet on Friday. We couldn't pull it all together. So we will get that to you, and she will be here for you to have the ability to ask questions. And we may even send it out to you a few days ahead of when we typically send you the agenda packet, so that you have time to read through it in case you have any questions.
Very good.
The last thing that I wanted to ask, we did not have our planning meeting today, and we won't have it tomorrow. I spoke with Chip Bentley, who is the Appalachian Council of Governments. I guess title is deputy director or assistant director. We had scheduled for you to have a half day, more or less, with staff to review the previous year, and then a half day with Chip as he would facilitate your priority setting. And the dates that he gave me today that would work for him, and this by no means these are the only dates. If we need to try some others, we can. January the 23rd and 24th, or February 13th and 14th. I know you folks like to go out for Valentine's dinner. You would be done in the morning of the 14th, and you would not miss key times with your Valentine's if you were to choose those dates.
I have to prep all day for mine. Hard job.
It's also the beginning of Lent, which is the season before Easter.
Does anybody have a problem with the 23rd and 24th?
I'm good with those.
I prefer 23rd and 24th.
Okay.
They're fine with me.
We'll schedule it the same way we had, so you'll have an afternoon. We will try and have it in this room if we can. If not, we'll be in the other training room. When we do those Tuesday meetings, we have Rotary and
start
Lazy Daisies.
One on the 23rd and then 9.
Yes, on the 24th. Thank you for that. And Mayor, that concludes my comments.
Short and sweet. Moving on to old business, we have none. Under new business, consider ordinance number 01-09-2024-01. This ordinance amends the title 7, chapter 70 of the code ordinance for the city of Westminster.
Yeah, real quick, Mayor, we should have numbered this 0213. You know, we number it by the date that you have final adoption. So that is my mistake in that. If you approve this on first reading, on second reading, we'll have it corrected. But it should have read 0213, 2024, 01.
Can you say that again? 0213?
Yes.
Okay. 0213, 24, 01. All right, Mayor, I want to hand this one over to Reagan Osmond and Chief Pope and let them explain why this ordinance is important.
Good evening. I'm going to give the brief overview, and I'll let Chief Pope fill in the details. She'll be much better equipped to explain than I will. But the gist of this ordinance would allow the police officers to more or less have our own version of a resisting arrest law in the city itself. So my understanding is that currently officers have to go get a warrant for that, which can be timely, as well as pose some other potential issues. And this under ordinance would allow where they can make that on the spot. Other cities in Oconee County have that. Wahala and Seneca have their own versions of it. Other cities across the state does. I think it's fairly common. Essentially, there's going to be three major impacts of this. One, it allows officers to ticket offenders without a warrant under our city code or in ordinances. Officers then have a little bit of discretion in how they choose to, file an arrest record with them. And then also fines will be paid to city court as opposed to going outside of the city, which would potentially be a small revenue stream as well. And then I'll pass it over to Chief Pope if I left any other major details.
Basically, it just incapacitates resisting arrest without having to go get a warrant from the judge. So if you got on a traffic stop or with like a suspicious person, any sort of call for service, if they meet all the points in this ordinance, they could either be ticketed or taken to jail. Both would be up to the officer's discretion on that. But it also kind of outlines the gray area of resisting arrest in this ordinance. The resisting arrest, you have to have certain points to be met to make that charge.
Chief, what do you do now if somebody runs? What's
It depends. Like if they run on foot, when you catch them, they go to jail, but that would be a resisting arrest charge. If they run in a car, that's they'll stop for blue lights. But this ordinance would not take over that portion more so, but if we were out on a stop where you told somebody to get out of the car twice and they haven't, then that's a charge that we could give them based off of that. Or if you're out with a suspicious person and you end up having to take them to jail, but you have to drive them to your car, that would be a charge that maybe resisting arrest wouldn't meet for what they were doing on that day.
I would have assumed that would have already been in place.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We've pushed for it before, but it just never has been brought up.
It feels like we're kind of behind the times on this.
Pretty much.
The only thing that existed previously is that first sentence that is not underlined.
What first sentence?
Where it says, no person shall willfully fail or refuse to comply with any lawful order or direction of a police officer.
Oh, you meant in the action.
Yeah.
So we had that.
That's all we had. We had no real details.
Okay. So this just puts a little more meat to it.
Right.
And defines the elements a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So. Right. That's something that you use in like a lesser degree of resisting or something along those lines, right?
Yeah, and with resisting, you have to have certain points to be met to even get that warrant. So they have to be actively resisting you. This would kind of cover the passive resistance more so.
That's good. That's needed.
All right, do we have a motion?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 0213-2024.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion is second. Call for a vote, please.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Audrey?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
All right, item two, consider the city council meeting schedule. You have that in the agenda. I'm hoping everybody's had an opportunity to look through that. Do we have any conflicts or issues with any of the dates listed?
Real quickly, Mayor, I will point out that your March 19th meeting date is a third Tuesday instead of the second Tuesday. It was moved to the Thursday because of spring break with the Oconee County School District, which is in keeping with what you did.
Right. Anyone have any issues with any of those dates?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the budget development calendar to be amended.
No, this is the city council meeting.
City council meeting. Yeah, city council.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a motion.
Motion to consider city council meetings.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Call for a vote, please.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Audrey?
Yep.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
All right, next, item three, consider the fiscal... Can I ask something real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Would be always thinking of communication on our minds about how to communicate when our meeting is there. Is there any way possible to take that, just that right there, and put it in our power bill or something?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Whether they read it or not, I don't know. But I would want to try to share it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually had somebody ask that.
We would do that. We'll put it as an...
Okay. Thank you. Good job.
Is the power bill the best one? Because do we have a smaller bill that we can slip it in? You like the gas?
Well...
Garbage pickup.
Yeah, slip it in with the garbage.
That is a good point, Adam.
You might get more people showing up than you want.
Oh, no. Bring them home.
All right, good idea, Ms. Davey. It'll work.
It's a great idea.
All right, item three, consideration of the fiscal year 2025 annual budget calendar. You have that in the agenda. Has everyone looked over that and agreed with those dates?
And real quick, Mayor, I'll point out that the April 30th meeting date, that is, would be a special call workshop, so the rest of those meetings coincide with the City Council meeting. That one is a standalone where we present the proposed budget to you.
Got it.
Motion to approve the annual budget calendar.
Second.
Motion second. Any more discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Audrey?
Yep.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am. All right, item four, consideration of resolution number 0109-2024-01. This resolution pledges practice and promotes civility in the City of Westminster.
Mr. Mayor and Council, I'm going to turn this one over to Mr. Reagan Hosman.
Yes, sir. The Municipal Association has a campaign to promote civility across the state, and one of the ways that they have done that is they hope to encourage cities and municipalities across the state to pass what they call a civility ordinance or resolution. And doing so, it just reaffirms the city will look to be civil within their meetings and make sure that's at the forefront of all that we do as staff and council. I believe in the past, y'all have passed a version of this before. And I believe that at the beginning of the year, it's a good way to begin and remind ourselves the importance of that. Nothing too in-depth beyond that. It's just a resolution committing ourselves.
Very good, Reagan. Are we going to be doing this every year?
As long as you'd like.
All right.
I think it's great.
All right, we need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second. Any more discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Audrey?
Yep.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Next, item five, consideration resolution number 0109-2024. This commits the City of Westminster to provide local match for the Appalachian Regional Commission. Funds are managed by the South Carolina Department of Commerce.
Yes, sir, Mayor and Council. You all know that we have received a $750,000 community development block grant to begin redoing the streetscape on Main Street in between Lucky Street and Retreat Street. That also includes Retreat Street. As we're designing that project with Seaman Whiteside, we're also looking at a way to redo the old Gray Street underpass. And the way that we can fund that construction is with a different pot of funds. The Appalachian Regional Commission will pay for that. The estimate that we have right now to redo that portion of the project is just a little under $600,000. To be competitive with the grant, they want to know when we submit the application that we are committed to providing the funds to make the match. The application deadline is around the 1st of February. Expected to know if we would receive the grant probably early spring, with probably fall to begin construction, or winter next year. So this is why you have this in front of you right now. Staff recommends approval.
Where is this coming out of the budget?
So this will be part of what we discuss with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
When it says that we will do cash match, it does not mean that we have to come up with all that cash. We can leverage funds from other entities.
Mm-hmm.
The cash part just means we aren't providing an in-kind service, meaning we aren't using our workers to do something or along those lines. So to be determined at this point, although I feel pretty comfortable in telling you that within hospitality / general fund, over the time period we have to set aside, we can bring the funds in. I hope that we're able to bring another grant in to meet part of that cash match.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 01090-2402.
Second.
Motion and second. Any more discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Aldrin?
Yep.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that concludes the regular portion of this meeting. We will now take a motion to go into executive session.
Motion executive session.
Second. Motion second. Any discussion? Call for a vote.
Aldrin?
Yeah.
Davey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you all for coming. You're welcome to stick around till after if you want to, or you can go. We appreciate you coming and look forward to working with you.
I wish I would have
Westminster. Westminster.
Westminster.
Westminster.